Chapter 4. When now the Lord became aware that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus was making and baptizing more disciples than John, although indeed Jesus himself did no baptizing, but his disciples did, he left Judea and departed again for Galilee. But it was necessary for him to go through Samaria. Accordingly, he came to a city of Samaria called Sychar, near the field that Jacob gave to Joseph his son. In fact, Jacob's fountain was there. Now Jesus, tired out from the journey, was sitting at the fountain just as he was. The hour was about the sixth. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink," for his disciples had gone off into the city to buy foodstuffs. Therefore the Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, despite being a Jew, ask me for a drink, when I am a Samaritan woman?" For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. In answer, Jesus said to her, "If you had known the free gift of God, and who it is that says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." She said to him, "Sir, you have not even a bucket for drawing water, and the well is deep. From what source, therefore, do you have this living water? You are not greater than our forefather Jacob, who gave us the well, and who himself, together with his sons and his cattle, drank out of it, are you?" In answer, Jesus said to her, "Everyone drinking from this water will get thirsty again. Whoever drinks from the water that I will give him will never get thirsty at all. But the water that I will give him will become in him a fountain of water, bubbling up to impart everlasting life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, so that I may neither thirst nor keep coming over to this place to draw water." He said to her, "Go, call your husband and come to this place." In answer, the woman said, "I do not have a husband." Jesus said to her, "You said well, 'A husband I do not have,' for you have had five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. This you have said truthfully." The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive you are a prophet. Our forefathers worshipped in this mountain, but you people say that in Jerusalem is the place where persons ought to worship." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you people worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, because salvation originates with the Jews. Nevertheless, the hour is coming, and it is now, when the true worshippers will worship the Father with spirit and truth. For indeed, the Father is looking for such like ones to worship him. God is a spirit, and those worshipping him must worship with spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. Whenever that one arrives, he will declare all things to us openly." Jesus said to her, "I who am speaking to you am he." Now at this point, his disciples arrived, and they began to wonder because he was speaking with a woman. Of course, no one said, "What are you looking for?" or "Why do you talk with her?" The woman, therefore, left her water jar and went off into the city and told the men, "Come here, see, a man that told me all the things I did. This is not perhaps the Christ, is it?" They went out of the city and began coming to him. Meanwhile, the disciples were urging him, saying, "Rabbi, eat." But he said to them, "I have food to eat of which you do not know." Therefore the disciples began saying to one another, "No one has brought him anything to eat, has he?" Jesus said to them, "My food is for me to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Do you not say that there are yet 4 months before the harvest comes? Look, I say to you, lift up your eyes and view the fields, that they are white for harvesting. Already the reaper is receiving wages and gathering fruit for everlasting life, so that the sower and the reaper may rejoice together. In this respect, indeed, the saying is true. One is the sower, and another the reaper. I dispatched you to reap what you have spent no labor on. Others have labored, and you have entered into the benefit of their labor. Now many of the Samaritans out of that city put faith in him on account of the word of the woman, who said in witness, "He told me all the things I did." Therefore, when the Samaritans came to him, they began asking him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. Consequently, many more believed on account of what he said. And they began to say to the woman, "We do not believe any longer on account of your talk, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man is for a certainty the Savior of the world." After the 2 days, he left there for Galilee. Jesus himself, however, bore witness that in his own homeland a prophet has no honor. When therefore he arrived in Galilee, the Galileans received him, because they had seen all the things he did in Jerusalem at the festival, for they also had gone to the festival. Accordingly, he came again to Cana of Galilee, where he had turned the water into wine. Now there was a certain attendant of the king, whose son was sick in Capernaum. When this man heard that Jesus had come out of Judea into Galilee, he went off to him, and began asking him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of dying. However, Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will by no means believe." The attendant of the king said to him, "Lord, come down before my young child dies." Jesus said to him, "Go your way. Your son lives." The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and went his way. But already while he was on his way down, his slaves met him to say that his boy was living. Therefore he began to inquire of them the hour in which he got better in health. Accordingly they said to him, "Yesterday at the seventh hour the fever left him." Therefore the father knew it was in the very hour that Jesus said to him, "Your son lives." And he and his whole household believed. Again, this was the second sign Jesus performed when he came out of Judea into Galilee.